Vancouver, British Columbia's ports may again be disrupted by a labor dispute, as employers say they have received 72-hour strike notice from the union representing foremen. The BC Maritime Employers Association said in a statement on Thursday that it is deeply disappointed after the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Local 514 has issued the strike notice despite the employer's final offer, presented on Wednesday. The BCMEA has advanced proposals in good faith to reach a balanced agreement that is beneficial for the 730 hardworking forepersons and for their families, while also ensuring West Coast ports remain reliable, competitive and affordable for all Canadians, the statement said. The BCMEA and its members will be considering next steps, the statement concluded. The union said in a statement Thursday evening the employers threatened a full-scale lockout to close all BC ports, after it served 72-hour notice of limited job action. Frank Morena, president of ILWU Local 514, said in the statement that the union told the Employers Association it would enact an overtime ban and refuse to implement tech change starting Monday unless a new collective agreement is reached by then. "We are prepared to resume negotiations immediately," he added. The two sides had been negotiating with the help of a federal mediator over 3 days this week to avoid the latest work stoppage, which would affect all ports in BC. Employers said that if the union takes strike action, it would begin at 8 a.m. on Monday, November 4. The strike would be the latest in a number of labor disruptions at the Port of Vancouver, the largest port in Canada. In September, workers set up pickets at six Metro Vancouver grain terminals for several days before a tentative deal was reached. A month before that, port operations were disrupted by work stoppages at both major Canadian railways. A 13-day port workers' strike last year froze billions in trade at the docks. The foreman's union said in September that members voted 96% in favor of strike action, if necessary. The dispute has been centered around one employer, DP World, and its manpower requirements as it relates to automation. The union has said it had no interest in an industry-wide dispute because it wanted to negotiate with DP World directly, but the Canada Industrial Relations Board said the union can't bargain with one employer alone. The union said that ruling prompted members to take an industry-wide vote on a strike mandate. As the two sides entered negotiations this week, Morena said, "The clock is ticking," referring to the union's strike mandate that expires on November 2. ILWU Local 514 wants to see a new contract, not a strike or lockout, and has done everything possible to negotiate at the table, not through the media, as BCMEA has attempted to do, Morena said before talks restarted on Tuesday. Earlier on Thursday, the employers said they believed their latest offer would conclude negotiations in a manner that serves the best interest of all parties involved. Negotiations began last year after the last contract expired in March 2023. On October 23, the Canada Industrial Relations Board ruled on complaints from both sides alleging negotiating in bad faith, dismissing the union's claim, while partly agreeing with the employer's complaint. The union has said it respectfully disagrees with the ruling and would ask a court to overturn that part of the decision. The Employers Association said Thursday that the latest job action aggravates the effects of previous work stoppages and causes significant harm to the Canadian economy. This escalation follows months of labor instability across rail, air, grain and port sectors and compounds Canada's growing reputation as an unreliable trading partner, the employer's statement said. "This level of uncertainty and chaos is untenable for the waterfront industry and Canada's supply chain." In a written statement, Greater Vancouver Board of Trade Vice President David Van Hemmen said his group is calling for immediate action by the federal government to intervene. "We are extremely concerned that this strike could cascade quickly to shutting down the entire West Coast port system," Van Hemmen said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 31, 2024. Chuck Chang, The Canadian Press.